Hello, my name is Charles Kirkland. I'm with thefilmgordon.com and Real Movie Stuff. And I'm here with Noah Cohen and DJ Caruso from the movie Mary, which is debuting on Netflix. Thank you for the time. First question I have is for Noah. Noah, this is your second outing as an actress, and you get to perform with the great Anthony Hopkins. You got one scene in there with him. What was it like to be on camera with him?
Well, as you've mentioned, I've actually been working in Israel since I was really young, 7 years old, but this is definitely my first international gig and the biggest one yet. And as you said, getting to work with Sir Anthony Hopkins, that felt completely surreal.
And he makes you call him Tony, by the way, which is so uncomfortable. He's like, Tony, I'm Tony. No, you're Sir
Tony. Cool. No, but for me, it was just so inspiring as a younger artist, just to watch him work and watch him do just a little something different each and every take. And he was not scared of being wrong, and he was not scared of being even bad sometimes. And then at the end, you know, it was fantastic. And so it was just so inspiring to watch, really.
But it was inspiring to see as well. I mean, did you pick up any pointers, anything that you would take home with you as an actress and that you could use for yourself?
Definitely, definitely. And he actually said it to me himself. He was like, don't be scared to be stupid. Don't be scared to be wrong. Don't be scared. Like, just do it. Just do it. Just try different things. You know, you could just see him speak about this with such great passion. You know, I loved seeing it. It was wonderful.
DJ, this is, I've been impressed a lot with the quality of faith-based films. And this is, I think that this is can qualify as a faith-based film. What inspired you to be engaged in this project? I know that you have your roots are in Catholicism. And, you know, this is a story that's very important. I don't think a lot of people know Mary the way you show here. So what made you want to do this?
I felt cinematically that there was a void in really telling her story properly in a way for the audience to get to know her and to get closer to her, no matter what base your faith is or what kind of Christian, if you're a Catholic, it doesn't really matter. I just felt this was a woman that I wanted people to understand and get closer to, and the humanity of what she went through, and to understand that it took great courage and that she had apprehensions and she had fears, just like any of us would today. And that was really what that grabbed me to say, I want to tell this story and I want to tell it now, because I also think that to me, Mary represents love and hope and courage. And right now I feel the world needs a big dose of love, hope, and courage. And that was a real vital aspect in me saying, now's the time to tell this story. And yeah, I've done many different films and different kind of genres. And, you know, this was a movie I just said, I'm going to do the best job I can to represent her. And if I do that, then the film will take care of itself.
Oh, are there any aspirations to do other faith-based films, or this was just a project that you wanted to take on?
Well, you know, I realized that when you look back at my work and I still look forward, that you're always trying to now find a theme that might, whether it's a personal theme or a faith-based theme, that there's something in there to make the movie. And like the next movie I'm going to be tackling is a movie that's really about forgiveness. It's not necessarily a faith aspect of it, but like forgiveness. Can these two brothers forgive each other for something horrible that happened along the way? And so I think that's always going to be it. But I think touching upon something you mentioned is like, I do feel like it's wonderful that a faith-based movie, and I feel like this movie crosses all genres, it's not just a faith-based movie, that the elements and the production values have now been elevated to a really high standard. And it's not just a faith-based movie, is no longer just a message movie with a camera that's like in a closet, right? It's literally like, let's cinematically do something that's amazing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate is that I think the evolution of these type of films has been, I think, phenomenal. And I can include this film in that as well. And I really think it's appropriate to be released around Christmas time, because it's the story of the birth of Jesus. But I mean, we really don't look at Jesus. It's really the focus on Mary and what she had to go through. And it's a really uplifting story for this time of year as well.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for saying that.
I really appreciate the time that you had to spend with me. And like I said, Mary's on Netflix. I look forward to the receptions.
So do we. Thank you.
Fantastic job, both of you. I think, Noah, you were incredible, and DJ, it's a wonderful movie together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, blessed day.